Yo, original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these nights. I don't recommend these nights. Original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these heights. I don't recommend these nights. I want the finer things in this life. She want designer jeans to fit tight. That is his counterfeit, but feel right. Me, I got it hit twice. Popular Joe with Tony. Real niggas know me. We don't fuck with phonies. Pull up with Jacoby. That's my cuz from the cut. Guido 44 when my uncle raised me up. I rap he for sure. But I'm from the south. Don't get it confused. Yeah, give me time. We gon' end up on the news. Headed to the top. Let me see somebody try to stop me. Escobars with these bars. Tell them that my season coming. Original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these heights. I don't recommend these nights. Original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these heights. I don't recommend these nights. Back on my old shit. Oh shit, he's so sick. That syrup and roses and violets. Yeah, we moving jazz, but we drink Ferraris. Ayy, Haligani mission for the Ganji. Palm catching like I'm Richie up in Guido. Famous shout out Fetty, shout out Cido. They say you only make it when you got some M's. Don't trust them, man, that shit will make you lose yourself. Ayy. I call, but they didn't pick up. No, I ain't finna wait for these niggas. Got a whole life to live. Don't get me wrong, I'm just talking my shit. I'm just talking my. This is not a fire drill. Nigga, save your life. Best give out your phone or they stick you with a knife. Do not risk that shit. They don't give a shit. You gon' be a star. Mama promised this.
Original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these heights. I don't recommend these nights. Original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these heights. I don't recommend these nights. Original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these heights. I don't recommend these nights. Original stereotype. You better check your life. I don't recommend these heights. I don't recommend these nights.
Hey, usi kateta ma. Itabidi kazi ndio upate chupa.
Yes, that was Chevy Kev. Actually, that was Duke and Hayes with Original Stereotype. You're listening to OTB Podcast. Hello, karibu, and welcome to Out the Booth Podcast. We are already 3 months into the year with a lot more music to cover. The thing that sticks out this year, though, is many artists who've decided to release various projects in a way that hasn't been seen before. I'm talking about the exclusive release. Now, what's an exclusive release? I'm sure this term has come a lot of times. I mean, we had this Free Steph EP with the exclusive release. We have the current and recent, most recent project, which is Valerie Mudhoni with Pisces Season, the exclusive release. An exclusive release is, it's essentially when an artist makes their music, album, or work only available across one platform. Maybe it's only on SoundCloud or it's only on Boomplay, but exclusive are good mostly for promotional purposes and ensuring that the artist gets their money directly to them. This way, they can either be long-term or short-term. And long-term exclusive release means that music will only exist on one platform for the rest of time. Like, you'll never find it anywhere else, no matter how hard you look or wherever you go, except with some exceptions allowed for piracy and everything. This means that making it available elsewhere, long-term exclusive release, making it available elsewhere may result in court cases or a lot of other drama with your management team. A short-term release is made for the purpose of promoting the artist's work before or after the release. This could have a time limit of maybe 1 month, 2 months, or a year. This way, after the time period is passed, the artist can share their music across the different sites. It's always better to go out, you know, exclusive with one way or another. Long-term release or short-term release. Either way you choose, they'll work with you. The short-term release is a better way to go about your work because with a short-term release, you can be able to manage your spike because now you have 2 times to promote your album or work. But this depends on whether you have a good strategy. Strategy is very important. For the last few months, I have noticed that the exclusive release release culture has become a common feature, especially in the music. A move that I really didn't expect. I never even saw it. I never thought it could actually work, because considering that these days streaming is where everyone goes and the album buying culture in Kenya is not the best. So when people started releasing exclusive, I was actually very surprised because of people being used to YouTube and freemium sites. I'm talking freemium. This is SoundCloud and other platforms where you can find your music without necessarily subscribing for it. Exclusives, now, when they came through, they're meant to curb and attract fans and listeners to that particular platform. Maybe you just want them to listen to your music on Boomplay, and that's the only place that you will put your exclusive release. This way, the artist can keep track of who are the exact listeners, and also the money from sales and distribution becomes easier, a lot more easier to manage, because now you see where exactly your effort and your albums are going through and who is taking your album and how many copies are being sold physically. That way you can track everything, and also you can track your own progress as an artist, as a creative out there, or a musician, whichever body of work you're putting out. You can track it easier when it's an exclusive release, because it's only there. You don't need to manage so many other platforms. But this poses another problem. The restriction of your work to only one platform makes it hard for the fans, because in this lovely, I love this country so much and I hate it, same passion. In this lovely country of ours, where streaming services aren't the best way to get your music, the fans tend to pull out and resort to piracy, which, by the way, is the number one hindrance to artists making their money. Meaning that as much as it would work for the artists, it still encourages privacy even more, because it's a win-win now for both. Pirates can now have a reason to pirate, because your music is not readily available just anywhere. They now have a reason to make money out of it, since they are the only ones who have it. Wins, losses. That's the kind of thing. So what goes into an exclusive? What makes them appealing to artists? We'll get to know more about this. As up next, the song I'm about to play you is one of those that hit a nerve. Made by some of the most hyped young artists on SoundCloud, I feel that we need to appreciate more than is necessary. In fact, these guys are so good, they hacked mainstream with just good music. That's the beauty of it. Like, you're so good, the mainstream cannot ignore you, which is exactly what people be so good at your job that no one, the mainstream just has to be like, okay, we see you're moving too fast. Come and join us. Of course, that's a buyout. That's all up to you. I'm talking about Jovi Jove and Boutros. They came through with the next song, Tembeza.
Kabila, for the destu in a mila.
Let's get it. Put it in bed, put it in bed, put it in bed. What's the problem me if you ain't talking cheddar? Them saw me and Ben and Lee together. I had to cut both niggas off for the better. Put it in bed, put it in bed, put it in bed. What's the problem me if you ain't talking cheddar? Them saw me and Ben and Lee together. I had to cut both niggas off.
Cosmo. Timbeza, Buddha Timbeza. Bust up all in me if you ain't talking cheddar. Babe, I'm sorry, me and Ben and Lee together. I had to cut both niggas off for the better. Buddha Timbeza, Buddha Timbeza, Buddha Timbeza. Bust up all in me if you ain't talking cheddar. Babe, I'm sorry, me and Ben and Lee together. I had to cut both niggas off for the better.
You are listening to OTB Podcast with me, Eugene Kim, @_EugeneKim. That is, you can download the podcast straight from Radio Public and iTunes. If you'd like to receive the monthly newsletters, just send an email with your request to otbpodke@gmail.com. Una haya kusitishwa ndo unapenda. You see, the reason I love hip-hop in Kenya is because it has so many bars and so many lines that you can relate to and just quote them and put them as your status, put them as captions. Your captions are boring, by the way. We're tired of seeing Drake lyrics. Let's go for Kenyan lyrics. Buddha Tembeza. Tembeza Jovi Jove featuring Boutros. I love how rappers always seem to be aiming to make anthems with their music. As much as their music is always hyped, the lyrics are often aimed at the catchy quality that they come through with. A skill that shrappers, by the way, everyone in the shrap gang, they seem to have honed, because every single shrap song always has a catchy hook or a catchy bridge or just something that will stick with you as soon as you listen to the song. The song is off the Molly Heights tape by Jovi Jove, created last year in December. You can find it on SoundCloud under Jovi Jove. We are talking about exclusive releases. So far, what we know is they can be long-term, short-term, that they have good promo material, and that they are only made to be available on a single platform. But what does it involve? The idea of an exclusive release came up with the inception of Apple, Tidal, and Spotify with their streaming services. These streaming sites, they created a model where an artist would release their music or albums exclusively only to them. This way they could get to the fans who download the apps in order to access the music. By the fans, I mean the artist's fans would pile over to one streaming site. So maybe say your music is only available on Spotify. Your fans would definitely now have to all head towards Spotify, download the app, subscribe in order to listen to your music. This way the site could increase its reach and revenue, as for most of the users had to pay a subscription fee. However, on the other hand, the streaming site would offer the artist a certain amount to go into the creation of that particular release. They also work with the artist in creation of videos and other technicalities of production. So maybe you need a location, maybe you need certain artwork done, maybe you need your album to sound in a certain way. They find you the producers and everything. It was a big check. I mean, guys got about 20 million. 20 million. I'm using international examples for this podcast because we're talking about something that's relatively new. Of course, with this exclusive, it seems like a win-win, right? The artist gets the money to work and the streaming sites get the money from the users who come into the site, which is really nice. But let's bring it back home. Let's come now and talk about the exclusive releases that we have seen from our very own. The exclusive that for me have stood out include the Free Steph EP by Steph Capella. By the way, I have just to say that is how you make a body of work, hit over hit over hit. That tape is so beautiful that you do not just have to listen to it. You cannot listen to it once. You listen to it once and you're like, okay, that song that was number, I have to go back and listen. And as you go back, you just find yourself listening to the whole thing all over again. Check it out. It's on Boomplay. And the Spicy Season by Valerie Mudoni, a very short, nice compilation of work. I love it. Of course, there are others, but these are the most recent works. Free Steph is a Boomplay exclusive. That means it's only available on Boomplay. And this particular one looks like a long-term release because I've not seen it elsewhere. An amazing mixtape by a rapper who chose to take his time to hone his craft and understand exactly who he's reaching out to and how he's reaching out to these people. It was released as a promo for the upcoming album. Cannot wait to hear that. Then there's Spices Season, which is Valerie Mudoni's latest body of work. Last year, she gave us The Wavy Soul, an album that stuck out due to its uniqueness, creative use of ocean waves as background sounds. Can you see that? The Wavy Soul, Ocean Waves. You just listen to that and you get the whole gist of this. The album is still available for listening on SoundCloud. And Pisces Season, which was released last month, is just as good. The 3-song body of work feeds us more Valerie as she proves that she can still spit a verse and float on beats. The EP is on Mook. By the way, it's a Mook exclusive. See, so many exclusive. But this, when I say it's a Mook exclusive, I mean it's only available on mymook.com, where you buy it for 300 shillings. It's 3 songs. Each song goes for 100 shillings. It's so good that I just had to play one of the songs from that EP. Spicy Season, Valerie Mudoni, Teo Tripper, and Rue.by. The song is full on wavy music. Now, what is wavy music? Wavy music is music that you are strictly, and I mean strictly, meant to vibe to. It doesn't matter who you are or what your artist is or who the artist is who made the music. It's the music that gets to you. So vibe with this.
My moves, the night shift, the Nike shoes, I might trip, I might touch you, I might shit, I might touch you, and I'm fooling, I do it the best, front row, it's a movie, like you would expect, fine girl, it's a doobie, Tukaruka Quajet, on board with the Kugi, Nikki Snooze Corvette, spicy, I mean, better get your visee, icy, IG, everything exciting, mighty, Valerie, Ruby on a mic ting, Nairobi on a hype ting.
Say that I drop it so good, and you know he also be talking bars. Living lavish the life that I choose, and you may think that I be talking cars. It's the divinity that I exude, yeah. It's expensive, you can feel it in this hefty groove, pursue Isaac, you better take a chance on this girl with the dream. Let the money, no finesse, be dripping off my stage. Camera pose, yes, I will have my wine with some cheese. Nah, nigga, please, you know I did not mean to cause a scene. The mission was she keeping on me, so I gotta pull a microphone, I'm dropping be so easy. Yeah, I gotta pull a microphone, I'm dropping be so easy.
Tell the streets it's spicy season.
As you would expect, Teo Tripper, man, produced by Ransom Beats, mixed and mastered by Jazz Odongo, and the artists Teo and Rue.by are perfect for this one. Like I said, the only thing that you're meant to do with this kind of music is vibe. Remember, you can buy Pisces Season by Valerie Mudhoni from mymook.com. Just check it out. You can find links. I'll share the links across social media. Don't worry, everything is available at OTBPodKE. That's where you follow us on Twitter. So a streaming site will throw cash into your exclusive release. That's the main idea. But whether it has happened in the country is still unclear. I'm not sure if maybe Steph got a check from Boomplay or Valerie gets a check from MyMook. I know she gets their money from there, but cross the border in other more advanced states, streaming sites will throw in money for your release. Streaming has of late become a darling for music lovers. However, this is only possible for people who have consistent internet access and funds to pay for the monthly subscription fee. This means that either your fans have to accept defeat or buy their time until the music is finally available on other platforms. Which, by the way, this creates another gem. Artists can use short-term releases in a way that they can promote their work twice. They have now two times to promote their work. Once is during the exclusive release and also when they make it available on other platforms. Like say, for example, you have a Boomplay release exclusively. That's the only place your music can be found, and that's on Boomplay. The next time maybe your music is now going onto YouTube, onto SoundCloud, and onto every other places. The first time you promote it is when it's only an exclusive release. The second time you promote it is maybe when it's going to another streaming platform. And when you're promoting this, be clever. A clever way to do it would maybe provide something on this exclusive that is not available on the other copy, which will go onto the other sites. The other way is to provide maybe, I don't know, much for anyone who'll buy it from the streaming site. I don't know, just be clever with it. I mean, it's all about strategies. And once again, I ask, can we have more music business persons and less artists? I mean, we have enough artists. And I know everyone wants to be an artist. Everyone has a story. It's beautiful. We want to hear stories. But what we really need is people who actually understand the business and who can bring in the money as the money is supposed to come in. We need people who will be able to capitalize on the competition between these streaming sites for the benefit of artists. Because exclusive releases are a way to increase and create competition between the many, many options of streaming services. Can you imagine Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, Apple Music, and whichever other platform you're using to get your music are all competing to have just that one big artist who will go on there and release the music exclusively, which brings in more people for them and more money for you as the artist. Think about it. They want to pull the most crowd, so they'll take the biggest artists and try to get them on their platform. Of course, when you think about it, this creates another problem for the fans themselves. You can't just have so many apps. Like, you can't have Spotify because Calligraph released a song there, and then you have maybe SoundCloud because Rabbit is releasing his song there, and then you have this other platform which is maybe Tidal because Octopizzo's album is there. That's so many sites for just sole purpose of listening to music. It kind of beats the whole purpose of music. You should be able to enjoy your music freely and maybe, you know, without the hassle of switching between apps. So Kenyan app developers, if you're out there and you're listening to OTB podcast, remember there's always the option of, you can think about it this way. Create an app, music streaming app, that is exclusive for Kenya. I'm sure Boomplay exists and we love Boomplay. Sure, it's everything. It's been helping out since it's available on most devices. But app developers, can we now start thinking about something for music? We've seen the apps you've created for maybe the weather. We've seen the farming apps, which by the way, love all those and everything. Let's get into something else. Life is not about the few things that we always think about. So app developers in KE, listening to OTB podcast, please think about that. The next song we're about to play you is called Trust by Brandy Minor. When it comes to singers, I think the one thing I love hearing other than their voice is emotion. By hearing emotion, I mean that quality in the voice. Sure, the lyrics pass the message, but the voice gets the heart. Voice is what gets to the heart. Straight from the time the first guitar strum hits your ear with this song, it is all emotion.
Especially if there isn't God in this in-between things, no, you can trust nobody. Especially if it's only you trying reciprocity, no, you can trust nobody. My baby, if you must trust somebody, if you wanna try, then you better guard your heart, you better, then you better guide your heart.
Brandy Minor, trust. You've got to trust somebody. You've got to. There's no two ways about it. You have to find someone that you trust. These words have been said so many times, but they always strike a chord within. And I wish this song was longer, but yeah, that's just, I think beautiful things are not meant to last long, eh? Yeah, so we're talking about exclusives. Yeah, we've seen how they are good for promo when done well. Like I said, use your head. Don't just promote, you know, kawaida without some kind of strategy behind it or some idea behind it. Use your head. Let's get creative with these promotions. Make maybe a film, short film. But then speaking of short films, check out Maliza Roho by Trouble Lee. I love that mix. I love that. It's an EP. I love that song. But the favorite song, a lot to say. I got a whole lot to say. Because, you know, we are an OTOTB podcast. Yes, yes, yes. They help the artist. These are the exclusive releases. The exclusives help the artist and the streaming site both. They all benefit. Because, for one, the artist gets a check from the streaming site, release the album there. The other way, the artist can track the music directly from the streaming site without having to switch between different sites just to check who's doing what on this end, who's doing what on that end. If it's exclusive, that means it's only available on one place, and that's the only place the artist has to track it. You as an artist, you as your artist manager, think about that. It helps the streaming site because now the streaming site gets popularity amongst your fans. In the country, it gets popularity. And also, they get, you know, people come in, start subscribing. They see the other artists. They discover your previous work. Maybe your exclusive is so nice, guys go back and look for all the other work you've done. And for the streaming sites, think of it like this. You get this one artist who has a lot of good music and you put just one of their releases there. So after this release is out, guys love their work. So they go and look for previous work from these people and you have all of it. So what do? They stick to the same place. Think about it. It's easier to track where your money goes because now you know, I made 500 sales. So from 500 sales, I'm supposed to get this much money. Is this cut for who? This cut for who? It just becomes easier. Also, it educates the users on other platforms. I mean, as much as I know people love the direct things, people love when you give them, if it is a product, they love when they don't have to go through the hassle of getting the product or getting to the product or getting to use the product. People love to be spoon-fed. I do not get why we've become so used to things being easily available to us. But with these different platforms that people can use to get out their music exclusively, know that exclusively could also mean physical copies. So maybe you just have your album on physical copies and it's only available at a particular shop. That's also another exclusive way to do it. It educates the users. The users now can understand, okay, so this is how this platform works. What's different from this platform that is on the other one? Or what similarities do these two platforms? Do I really need this platform? Is this platform available for me? Is it the best for me? All that kind of things, it comes true. The other negative side of exclusive releases is that you may lose your fans. Let's just face it. And no one will have about 5 music streaming apps just because you want them to find your music on this particular app. Your fans may just decide, you know what, it's okay, you have your music there, we'll wait for it to play on radio, we'll wait for it to play on TV. So you might just lose your fans. So when you're making this release exclusive, think about where exactly you're putting it. Think about your fans also. Consider, maybe do a social media poll, ask your fans, do you really want me to do an exclusive release and just put it here, or should I, you know, keep doing it as I do it and just release the songs on YouTube? There's also that. The other negative side about releases is that it encourages privacy. Think about it. Your music is unavailable anywhere else. And this one guy decides to invest 500 shillings to buy your whole album. They buy the album, they go rip the music, they make copies, and it starts selling. This is the only guy who has your album. Of course, guys want to listen to the album because you're a good artist. You've done your work. People have seen your work. They believe in you. They want to see more of your work, but now it's only exclusive. And other than being exclusive, there's now someone who has it for himself. What do you think will happen? They just go for the cheaper option, which is from this direct person. But of course, you don't have to worry about privacy if your work is good. And if you have loyal fans, which is the essence of being an artist, build your fan base. Have a loyal following, as is so loyal, they would rather buy that album for 500 shillings than buy a pirated copy. They would rather come to your show where they can get the physical copies, being the only place that they can actually get the physical copies, than waiting for you to play on the radio or TV. It's all about building a fan base. Exclusive releases need you to have a good following. By good, I don't mean 10, 20. I don't mean your family. I don't mean your friends who lie to you that your music is good. I do not mean that guy on SoundCloud who lives in some country you don't even know about, liked it and commented. No, I mean a really really big following, maybe about, I don't know, 10K. 10K is a good place to start. So maybe you have 10K, guys. Out of that 10K, maybe 500 decide to buy physical copies. 500 or 500 shillings, do the math, and there you have your money. This is OTB Podcast. We have been talking for a minute. We have been discussing a lot of the things that go into exclusive releases. I mean, I just noticed that exclusives have just become something. It's a unique thing that happens in the industry. So guys, think about it. I'm all for them when done right. Have a strategy in place. Have your fan base know about the exclusives. And avoid the whole freestyle attitude in doing things. That way, exclusive just makes it. The final song we're going to play for you, of course, is a song from Jivu. Jivu is a talented, talented group. Let me just say that. Jivu is very, very talented. They have beautiful music out there. The group of artists working with Waidhaka Entertainment have been making beautiful music for years now. And they do not show any signs of slacking or stopping. Form Nigani is a song that is purely self-explanatory. That's all I had for you on the podcast. Follow me on social media at OTBPodKE, at underscore Eugene Kim, you know, the yellow mellow fellow, Mr. Crooked Smile. All submissions can be done to OTBPodKE@gmail.com. Until next time, I leave you with Jivu, Form Nigani.
Wamejaribu kunieka mbali nawe. Story flani matem lakini penzi wangu form yangu tu ni wewe. Tu ni wewe.
Form ni gani ni wewe. Form ni gani ni wewe.
Form yangu tu ni wewe. Tu ni wewe.
When you suva, you're gorgeous, I adore you. Regardless of hearing what they say, I just see you even Ali Kominikalia, go studio all
everything
day.
I do, you know, is for you. So I'm singing through these words to show you that I care for you. Oh girl, I'm loyal. I'm loyal, so loyal. Oh,
thank you. I'm a jari book, near Kambali now. Story flying in my temp, like in the Benzi Wango from Yangu to Niwewe.
Don't listen to these people, no. They don't wanna see us together. Ebusonga, una besonga. I like the way you move. Watch how I say, man, whatever they wanna prove. You know how we do, baby.
Baby, I'm a tiny book, when you come by now. Story flying in my dem, like in the Benzi, wangu from yangu. Tu ni wewe. Tu ni wewe.
From ni gani, ni wewe. From ni gani, ni wewe.
From yangu.
Wanna die from Zango Maklande every time you out this door. But don't believe him lest they call me red handed, cause you know them people talk. So I'm reaching out to you, girl. Yeah, yeah. Mteja havati kani, kwako utumbe na wacha basi. We uko wapi, baby, nipefusa nikue leze. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wamejaribu kunieka mbali nawe. Story flani matem lakini penzi wangu form yangu tu ni wewe. Tu ni wewe.
Form ni gani ni wewe. Form ni gani ni wewe.
Form yangu tu ni wewe. Tu ni wewe. Wengi wamejaribu kunieka mbali nawe. Story flani matem lakini penzi wangu form yangu tu ni wewe. Tu ni wewe.
Gani, you're
from
the
young.